So, Arjuna asked a question, and then as answer to Arjuna's question, Bhagavan first discussed the topic of three types of Shraddha. Then, without being asked, Bhagavan himself wanted to discuss four more topics. Arjuna asked the questions regarding only regarding Shraddha. Bhagavan did answer. Okay. Three types of Shraddha. What it was Sattviki Shraddha, Rajasi Shraddha, and Tamasi Shraddha. So Shraddha is based on one's mental temperament, he said. And then, without being asked, Bhagavan himself discussed the four more topics. What are they? Aharaha, food. He discussed the topic of ahara, food, in terms of sattvika aharaha, rajasa aharaha, and tamasa aharaha. And he said the food desired by people of sattvic nature is sattvika ahara. And people desired by people of rajasic nature is rajasahara. And people desired by tamasic, people of tamasic nature is tamasahara. And Bhagavan, we discussed the three types of ahara. Then we started seeing the next topic of yajna. So we have totally aharaha, yajna, tapaha, danam. Aharaha, yajna, tapas, and danam. These are the four topics Bhagavan himself discussed. There we have seen up to the, we have come to the word yajna. So aharaha means food, yajnaha means worship, tapas is penance or austerity, and danam is charity. So Bhagavan himself explained each and every, each one of these four topics in terms of food, worship, penance, and charity. How Bhagavan divided them into three varieties. Bhagavan divided the, each one of this into three varieties. As sattvikaha yajnaha, ajasaha yajnaha, and tamasaha yajnaha, etc. So sattvikaha ahara, sattvika rajasa tamasa aharaha, sattvika rajasa tamasa yajnaha, sattvika rajasa sattvikam rajasam tamasam tamas tapas, and sattvikam rajasam tamasam danam. So we have seen only the first topic of ahara. So the Bhagavan discussed the sattvika rajasa tamasa ahara, the topic of the food, in three verses, 8th, 9th, and the 10th verses. And now we are entering into the 11th verse, where Bhagavan discusses about the sattvika yajna. See, Veda Shastram prescribes various rituals, various karmas, rites for the benefit of the humanity. And all those rituals enjoined by the Veda Shastram, prescribed by the Veda Shastram, are known as yajnaha. Why is called yajna? Yajanam means worship. Yajate means worships. So yajna is a noun form of it. All these rituals and rites prescribed in the Veda are known as worships because all those rituals involve Bhagavan's worship. Either there's direct involvement of Bhagavan or indirect involvement of Bhagavan is there in all those rituals. The four rituals are known as yajna, meaning worship. Now, in the rituals prescribed in the Vedashastram also, the rituals prescribed in the Vedashastram are all known as Vaidikam Karma. The Vaidikam Karma, Vaidika Karmani, Vaidika Karma means the rituals prescribed in the Vedashastram are sacred rituals. Sacred means what? No ritual prescribed in the Karma Kanda of the Veda, no ritual, no rite prescribed by the Vedashastram is a secular ritual. There is no such thing called a secular karma prescribed in the Vedashastram. All rituals are sacred rituals. Why they become sacred? Because the attitude involved in performing those rituals converts those rituals into rites, into karmas, into sacred rituals, sacred karma. What is that attitude? The attitude of offering, dedicating any ritual, every action to Bhagavan converts that ritual into a sacred ritual. If a person cultivates, develops this attitude, the bhavana, then not only Vedic rituals, even the mundane day-to-day activities a person performs becomes yajna worship. In fact, eating is a very, very important necessary activity, basic activity. It's a very worldly activity, but still it is not secular, it is yajna worship. Bathing, snanam, bhojanam becomes worship. Even simply wandering here and there, walking becomes a ritual of worship. So, all the rituals prescribed yajnaha means rituals prescribed in the Shastra. The Shastra prescribed rituals alone are known as yajnas worships. But any action, mundane activity performed also with the proper attitude becomes a ritual worship. Anyway, the yajnas or rituals prescribed in the Vedashastram are divided into different types. So certain rituals are meant specifically for spiritual progress. Certain rituals or karmas prescribed in the Vedashastram are specifically for the spiritual progress. And there are certain rituals prescribed specifically for, mainly for, not only for spiritual progress, but also for preparation. Immediate purpose also. So some rituals mainly prescribed for spiritual progress, and those rituals which are primarily prescribed for spiritual progress are known as Nitya Karmani and Naimittika Karmani. Okay, the rituals prescribed by the Vedashastram primarily, specifically for spiritual progress or known as Nitya Karmani, Naimittika Karmani. And I can say Nitya Naimittika Karmani. And this Nitya Naimittika Karmani are also known as Vihita Karmani. Nitya Naimittika Karmani are also known as Vihita Karmani. Means prescribed to be done actions, rituals. So, Nitya Naimittika Karmani, otherwise known as Vihita Karmani, are also said to be Pancha Maha Yajnaha. Okay? Nitya Naimittika Karmani, otherwise known as Vihita Karmani, or known as Pancha Maha Yajnaha. And all these Nitya Naimittika Karmani or Vihita Karmani, known as Panchamaha Yajnaha, prescribed by the Veda Shastram, or the rituals or karmas performed for the sake of contributing to the social well-being, contributing for the world's well-being. So these rituals, the Vihita Karmas or Nitya Naimittika Karmas, known as Panchamaha Yajnas, performed in the form of contribution for social well-being, is actually said, taken to be contribution to Bhagavan in the form of world. Contribution to Bhagavan in the form of nature. Contribution to Bhagavan in the form of all the beings, including human beings. So these Panchamaha Yajnas, otherwise it will be Nitya Naimittika Karmani, Hita Karmani, are meant for or contributive activities, contributive rituals, contributive activities. Which also enable a person from, prevents a person from being a mere consumer. So performing these Nitya Naimittika Karmas, otherwise Panchamaha Yajnas, enables a person to be a contributor, thereby it prevents a person from being a mere consuming person. Therefore, they're actually meant for the spiritual progress. Okay. Apart from these Nitya Naimittika Karmas or as Panchamaha Yajnas, which are meant for the contribution of the social well-being, at which alone contributes for oneself spiritual progress also. Apart from this, there are also many other rituals, and those rituals are specifically meant for the material prosperity. Material prosperity. And those karmas, rituals are known as Kamya Karmani. So Panchamaha Yajnas, then you have, in those Panchamaha Yajnas are known as Nishkama Karmani. And here, the rituals prescribed specifically for material prosperity are known as Kamya Karmani or Sakama Karmani. And so, what are the Kamya Karmas? Bhagavan has the Shastram prescribes. But if the Kamya Karmas are simply prescribed, mentioned in the Shastram, so that need not be really, the Kamya Karmas need not be imposed on people. I mean, no no advertisement of Kamya Karmas is required. Why? Because all the human beings naturally are inclined for doing these Kamya Karmas. Because few human beings are helplessly endowed with the desires, and they had to fulfill their desires, and they're driven by desires, and so when they search for the means of fulfilling their desires, and these rituals prescribed in the Karma Kanda becomes very supportive and very conducive. So they need not really, people need not be asked, requested, guided to perform these rituals. If these rituals are available, means people will naturally inclined and naturally go and search these karmas, and they will perform these karmas because they meant for their material prosperity. They need not be advertised and spread. Nothing is to be done. So, people of different interests to fulfill the different desires, and somehow they will find out and they will do it, because the rituals for one's physical well-being, rituals for one's emotional well-being, rituals for earning wealth, rituals for going to higher lokas, rituals performed for enjoyment of pleasures, worldly, heavenly pleasures, worldly pleasures, etc. So, naturally, people will be inclined to perform those rituals. Whereas, the rituals that are meant for the spiritual progress will not attract people that easily, because people won't be naturally inclined. Why? Because unless a person knows what is a spiritual end and what is the benefit of accomplishing the spiritual end and what is what it means by saying spiritual growth and what is the benefit of having spiritual progress, extra person must understand. Only a person knows the value, the importance of spiritual progress, then a person will be naturally inclined. So one has to know. And of course, all human beings are born ignorant people, and they do not know the necessity and the importance of spiritual progress at all. So if a person has to develop a value for spiritual progress, one must know what he can gain by it. He or she can gain by that spiritual progress. And normally, generally, it is not natural for people to have, to develop value for spiritual progress throughout the life. They never. And even if they somehow develop a value for spiritual progress, unfortunately, they find it only when they are later part of life. They get very old, already prime time of their life is gone. Only then they discover some value for spiritual progress. Therefore, Shastram Shruti Mata herself is concerned about her children, with all of us, humanity. Okay? Veda Mata is concerned, that Bhagavan also is concerned, that somehow somehow Veda Mata's intention is, Bhagavan's intention is, somehow how to make the human being, perform those rituals meant for spiritual progress. So with the intention of somehow making the human being perform those rituals meant for spiritual progress, Vedashastram says Nitya Karma. Nitya Karma means what? Vihitam Karma. Vihitam means what? To be performed, compulsorily performed. Okay, Vihitam Karma. Nishiddham Karma means prohibited actions, but Vihitam means they are meant for, they have to be performed choicelessly. So Vedashastram, to make a human being perform these karmas for the spiritual progress and later on to find the value of spiritual progress. So Vedashastram prescribes them saying they are Vihita Karmani. They had to be performed compulsorily. Suppose if Vedashastram says it is not compulsory that you must do, you have an option. Suppose Vedashastram says, then people definitely will not do if the option is given, the choice is given. Therefore, Vedashastram emphatically states that these rituals, Panchamaha Yajnas, must be followed. Nityamitya Karmas must be performed. Okay, there's a rule is laid by the Vedashastra. And it's exactly like what Puja Swamiji used to say. When the traffic rules are made by the government, and it is not for the sake of the rules, not for the well-being of the government. It is well for the wellness, it is for the good of the people who travel by the road, okay? For their well-being, for their safety alone, the traffic rules are there. If you follow traffic rules, we can be safe. If you don't follow traffic rules, then we have to pay for it. We have to pay the penalty for that. Similarly, here also, Vedashastram prescribes these Nityamittika Karmani in terms of Panchamaha Yajnas for our protection, for our safety, for our well-being. If we follow the Vedic way of life enjoined by the Shastram, we perform performing those Panchamaha Yajnas, then we'll be safe. But sometimes we are too immature to understand the importance emphatically prescribed by the Vedashastra, and we do ignore. Exactly like if we do not follow the Vedic traffic rules, we have to pay for it. Similarly, if we do not follow the Vedic prescriptions, then we have to pay for that. Also in the form of Papa Palam. So having said that, in fact, the spiritual end is in the form of spiritual vision, the vision of the truth. And that needs, that is dependent on the very subtle intellect, the sharp intellect. And for the intellect to become adequately sharp and subtle, to be able to grasp this teaching and to have a spiritual vision, it takes quite a long time. So spiritual progress takes very long time. That is why it's always said this spiritual journey must begin from the earliest part of one's life. Why? Because the journey is a journey where one has to emotionally become stable, one has to become intellectually sharp, one has to understand the teaching, one has to resolve the doubts, one has to assimilate the teaching, ascertain the teaching, thereby completely change one's perspective of the self and the world. And when she had to shift the identity from anatma to atma, this spiritual journey it takes very long time. Therefore, one must begin one's journey from a very young age. That is why Veda Shastram prescribes Nityavattika Karmani in terms of Panchamahayajnas. Okay, Veda Shastram does not ask. Like a doctor says, you must eat it. He doesn't explain why, how and all that. Doctor knows your physical condition. He knows how to help you. And you will be safe only if you take that medicine. Not with the, doctor says it's compulsory, you must take it. Of course, the choice is yours again. So here Bhagavan ordained duties. We can't file a case against Bhagavan. If we follow, we are safe. We don't follow, we have to pay for it. So now Veda Shastram does not simply make it compulsary. What Veda Shastram, Karma Kanda portion, it is also said, unless a person performs these Nityamittika Karmani, Panchamaha Yajnas, in fact, you will incur papam. Why? If you do not do what should be done, you will end up doing what should not be done. Okay? If you do not do what should be done, you will end up doing what should not be done. Why? Because you can't keep quiet. That is how the mind is. That is how the body is. Better you who engage yourself. Already the program is designed for you already. Better follow that program. If you don't do it, you'll end up doing what should not be done, and which will incur in what? Which will result in accumulation of papa. So, and suppose a person does not perform Panchamahayajnas, means what? Does not follow this compulsorily prescribed duties, vihitam karma into the Panchamahayajnas, a person will incur papa means, and that's papam, the papam, a sin a person attracts as a result of not doing one's duties, as a result of not doing this rituals prescribed for spiritual progress in terms of Panchamahayajnas, he will attract the papam known as Pratyavaya papam. So Pratyavaya is the name given specially to the papam earned as a result of not following Panchamahayajnas. And then Shruti Mata, nowadays we tell children, no, hey, if you don't eat, Bhuchandi will come. And that will come. You eat. You frighten children. When you feed children, they don't listen. And you do something. You say something. And you make them eat. So Veda Mata also threatens, saying, if you do not follow Panchamahayajnas, Pratyavaya Papam, okay, will lead you to hell. Pratyavaya Narakam. In fact, this concept, this idea is given here. Why? Because when the person, at least the person will definitely do the karma if he is afraid of going to hell, etc. But he performs, at least out of fear, he will, even though he doesn't want to do it, at least out of fear he will do it. Thereby what happens? This person will unknowingly enjoy the spiritual progress. Unknowingly he will enjoy the benefit of spiritual progress. Therefore, what Shastram first does is frightens. The aim of the Shastram is to relieve you absolutely from the hold of the phenomenon called the fear. but still initially Vedamata frightens. In order to make us do this Panchamahayajnas, follow this Panchamahayajnas. And for what? Not for the benefit of Vedamata, not for the benefit of others, for the benefit of our own spiritual progress. And secondly, our Vedashastram mentions all these Nityanamittika Karmani, the compulsorily to be done rituals, the karma, which are of twofold results. Okay, these Nityanamittika Karmas in the Panchamahayajnas are of twofold results, twofold benefits. So Nitya Karma such as the Nitya Karmani such as Nitya Puja, everyday prayer in the morning, everyday worship, and even occasionally perform karma such as Shraddham, Amavasya Tarpanam, the Pitrukap, the ancestral worship, and the chanting, everyday chanting, either lighting the lamp, either bowing to Bhagavan, etc. These are all compulsory actions, compulsory rituals. And these involve twofold results. I mean, twofold results means these rituals, this daily worship, even Pitru Karma, etc., can be used for accomplishing material prosperity, can be used for accomplishing spiritual progress also. And if it is followed strictly, then it will not, it will produce punyam. If it is not followed, it will produce papam. If I don't light the lamp, will I have papam? It won't immediately create the papam. Because whatever you do, something other than that, if it is not right, it will be a papa karma. So it is definitely, it is said. So on Amavasya day, tarpanam is not done, it is a papam. And if ancestral worship is not done, it is papam. See, papam, sometimes you earn papam by doing something. Committing something wrong will produce a wrong papa karma, papam result. Committing something wrong action. Committing something wrong will produce the papapalam. So omitting something right is also will produce papapalam. Okay. Omission of right, what is right, will result in the papam. And commission of wrong also will incur papam. People think not only commission of wrong things will produce papam, omission of right actions also will incur, will produce papam. And what is it to be? Pratyavaya dosha. Pratyavaya dosha means what now? Papam a person earns as a result of the omission of one's duties. People think only of sins produced by commission of certain things. Not only commission of actions, omission of duties also will produce papam known as pratyavaya papam. Therefore, if you perform them, if you do them, then you will enjoy the benefit. And there are twofold benefits. One is what? One can enjoy material benefit also. And simultaneously, one can also enjoy what? Spiritual progress. So this performance of Nitya Karmas will bless you, will first of all will help you earn abundance of Bhagavan's grace. Thereby you will be blessed with money, fame, name, good health, heavenly pleasure, etc. And otherwise, the suppose if a person is adequately prepared minded, the person becomes adequately mature minded, then this person will have the opportunity, will be blessed with the capacity to understand the value of spiritual progress. Therefore, Veda Shastram states, without any reluctance, hesitation, any inhibition, wholeheartedly one must perform those Panchamaha, one must follow the Panchamaha Yajnas, one must perform those Nitya Naimittika Karmani, the compulsorily to be done actions or rituals. How? Without really aspiring for material benefits. If a person performs them without aspiring for material benefits, knowing the limitations, and those rituals will definitely contribute for the one's spiritual progress, spiritual benefit. To help a person cultivate all the virtues such as, you know, absence of arrogance, absence of vanity, truthfulness, non-violence, etc. I mean, those, having those virtues cultivated alone said to be what? Daivi Sampat. Okay, in 16th chapter, we've already seen Bhagavan discussed the topic of Daivi Sampat and Asuri Sampat. So one can have this wealth of, one can possess the wealth in terms of given virtues by following these Nityamittika Karmani. It's very conducive for spiritual, enjoying the spiritual vision, attaining spiritual vision and enjoy the benefit of spiritual wisdom. Okay, and let me come back to this class, because many of you missed last class, I had to take some time to come to this class. Therefore, Bhagavan begins to talk about the karmas, yajna, from this 11th verse. In this 11th verse, 11th, 12th and 13th verses. So, if you understand these rituals or actions as compulsory, and if you're also afraid of accumulating pratyavaya papam and hell in terms of anarakam, then you can avoid accumulating papam, can avoid going to hell. Okay, so that what you can better, you can perform these rituals. If a person is not, a person who is following them is not adequately mature to understand the importance, necessity of following this, also, even the person does not know the value of it, still the person will follow them if he is afraid of the Pratyavaya Dosha and hell, etc. So Bhagavan says in the 11th verse, we're going to see that now, verse. Aphalakankshibhr yajnah vididrishtoya yijyate. Aphalakankshibhi. By people who are not aspiring for any material benefits. Vididrishtaha, which has been prescribed as a compulsory ritual. Yaha yijyate, which is followed, which is worshipped, which is performed. Yastavyam eva, it must be compulsorily performed. If it is not performed, and then it will result in accumulation of pratyavaya papam and hell, Pratyavaya Narakam, therefore it must be performed to avoid that. Iti Manaha Samadhaya Karo Ijjate. Your person, Manaha Samadhaya means wholeheartedly. So Sattvika Yajna is that which is performed wholeheartedly. Manaha Samadhaya, wholeheartedly, placing the mind totally in what is to be done. When a ritual is performed, karmas are performed as instructed by the, according to the injunctions of the Veda Shastram, by those people who are not aspiring for material benefits, and with resolve, kartyashtavyam yeva, means what? With resolve, that it must be performed, and such a ritual is called sattvikaha yajnaha. So sattvika yajna is that, 11th verse says, what is sattvikaha yajna? So sattvika yajna is that which is performed wholeheartedly as per the injunctions of the Veda Shastram, by those people who are not aspiring for material benefits, that and perform with the resolve that it must be performed. Performed by those people who are not aspiring for material benefits, thinking performed with resolve that it must be performed. This is the sattvika yajna. Now, what is rajasa yajna? Bhagavan says in the 12th verse. So, all righteous activities are sattvika yajnas. Any action done in conformity with dharma definitely is sattvikam karma. And it will benefit us also. And such a karma, it contributes knowingly, unknowingly for the wellness of others also. That's why Panchamaha Yajnas are said to be sattvika yajnaha. Now, Rajasa Yajna is discussed in the 12th verse. Abhisandhaya tu phalam. Dambhartamapi chaivayat. Abhisandhaya tu phalam. Dambhartamapi chaivayat. Abhisandhaya tu phalam. Abhisandhaya tu phalam. Dambhartamapi chaivayat. Ijyate Bharata Sreshtha Tam Yajnam Vidhi Rajasam. Abhisandhaya tu phalam. Dambhartamapi chaivayat. Ijyate Bharata Sreshtha Tam Yajnam Vidhi Rajasam. Abhisandhaya tu phalam. Dambhartamapi chaivayat. Ijyate Bharata Sreshtha Tam Yajnam Vidhi Rajasam. Abhisandhaya tu phalam. Dambhartamapi chaivayat. Ijyate Bharata Sreshtha Tam Yajnam Vidhi Rajasam. What Rajasaha Yajnaha? Bhagavan says, A Bharata Sreshtha, O exalted among the Bharata's family, Bharata clan, O Arjuna, Bhagavan says, Vidhi. Vidhi means may you know, may you understand. Rajasam Yajnam. Tam Rajasam Yajnam Vidhi. Bharata Sreshta, Tam Rajasam Yajnam Vidhi. Arjuna, may you understand, may you know that Yajna to be Rajasam Yajna. Rajasaha Yajna. May you understand that Yajna to be Rajasaha Yajna. What is that? He said, Ijyate. Yaha Ijyate. That Yajna, that worship which is performed, how? Phalam Abhisandhaya. Phalam Abhisandhaya means what now? Depending upon the result of action for one's happiness and security. See, some people may translate it as expecting the result. Okay? Pooja Swamiji is always saying, whoever performs any action, we must perform expecting the results. We do perform the results. Karma, expect the results only. It is impossible to for anyone to perform any karma without expecting any result. No, if a person says, I do not want expect the result, I want to perform an action, but instead expecting the result means what? Not expecting the result means what? That some joy of not expecting the result is expected. Isn't it? Joy of performing an act, joy of not expecting the result is expected. Therefore, Pooja Swami says, nobody can perform any action without expecting any result at all. Therefore, apalam abhisandaya means what? It is not everybody is performing expected result only. Abhisandaya means depending upon the result. Phalam abhisandhaya means depending upon the result for one's happiness and security, thereby expecting the result, okay, for the sake of one's happiness and security. If a person performs a ritual, okay, a ritual which is performed, the expectation of happiness and security, okay, security. Oh, and also sometimes the ritual is performed for the sake of showing, okay, dambartham, as an expression of vanity, dambartham, for one's, no, for showing off, dambartham, for vanity sake, for the sake of vanity, as an expression of vanity, a person performs the ritual, a person performs with an expectation of happiness and security, then that, and Arjuna, understand that ritual to be rajasic. Phalam abhisandaya yaha yajnaha ijyate, dambartham yaha yajnaha ijyate, Arjuna tam yajnam ajasam vidhi. May understand that ritual which is performed depending upon happiness and security, depending upon the result of that action for security and happiness, is also performed for the sake of showing off to be rajasic ritual. Okay. If the karma involves, if there is orientation of giving, the orientation of giving is involved in the karma, then the karma is sattvikam karma. Sattvikaha ritual. If the ritual is performed with an orientation of, you know, getting, taking, grabbing, that karma becomes a rajasic yajna, rajasa yajna. So, phalam abhisandaya, what it implies is, if a person performs the ritual specifically for material benefits, for becoming popular, for becoming famous, for earning more money, for becoming rich, for having political influence, for having social influence, for having political power, position, power, influence, etc., then all those benefits are meant by the word phalam here. So phalam abhisandaya means what? focusing one's mind only on material benefits and depending upon them for one's happiness and security, not giving any importance for spiritual progress. If ritual is performed, that becomes Rajasaha Yajnaha, Rajasic ritual. Certain people perform just for the sake of showing off. Oh, this person is capable of paying the ritual. Priest is able to give money to the, get all the ingredients that what is needed for performing a ritual, and he is able to feed so many people. So sometimes people perform ritual to show off what one is capable of. Because performance of big rituals involve expenditure also. Okay? Therefore, it is called an dambartham. It is performed only for the sake of expressing one's, the expression of vanity. It is a Rajasaha Yajnaha. So, when the ritual is performed without any interest in spiritual progress or spiritual end, only for the material prosperity, a person performs and thinking that they would make him happy and secure, bless him happiness and security, and that ritual becomes a Rajasaha Yajnaha. The same Yajna becomes a Satvika Yajnaha. A person, even if he expects the time-bound results, but still, if he also having moksha as the goal, if he performs for emotional maturity, it becomes a Satvikaha Yajnaha. Then, Vidhihi Namasrishtanam. Vidhihi. Now, in this 13th verse, Bhagavan talks about Tamasaha Yajnaha. Vidhihi Namasrishtanam. Mantrahinam adakshinam, vidhihinam srishtanam, mantrahinam adakshinam, shraddha virahitam yajnam, tamasam parichakshate, vidhihinam srishtanam, vidhihinam srishtanam, mantrahinam adakshinam, shraddha virahitam yajnam, tamasam parichakshate, vidhihinam srishtanam, vidhihinam srishtanam, mantrahinam adakshinam, shraddha virahitam yajnam, tamasam parichakshate, vidhihinam srishtanam, mantrahinam adakshinam, shraddha virahitam yajnam, tamasam parichakshate. Okay. What is tamasaha yajnaha? That is discussed in this verse. Look at this. Vidhihinam. So, Arjuna, understand that ritual to be a tamasaha yajnaha. Or, what is parichakshate? Parichakshate means call. They say, who call? Of course, people, the informed people, clear-minded people call or say that particular ritual is a tamasaha yajnaha. Parichakshate means they declare, they call, they say. Who say? We have to understand. Wise people say, or people who have profound knowledge in the Shastram say, that ritual to be a tamasic ritual. Which ritual? Shastram, he had said, vidhihinam. See, vidhihinaha yajnaha. Nominative case. Vidhihinam is the objective case. Vidhihinaha yajnaha. Means, hina means devoid of. Vidhi means shastra injunction. The shastra laid rule. So, vidhihinaha yajnaha means the yajna, the worship, the ritual, which is contrary to the shruti's injunctions. The ritual which is against, which is contrary to the Vedic injunction is a tamasic ritual, which is contrary to the Vedic injunctions. Then asrishtannam. Annam means food, srishta means created, means cooked food. Srishtannam means cooked food. Asrishtannam means the ritual which is performed without adequate food, without having cooked food, adequate cooked food for distribution. If you perform a puja, you must also feed people. Feeding people is part of the ritual, karma anga. I perform a big ritual, but I don't cook enough food, I don't share, distribute food for others, means one aspect of the ritual is not done. That is not a properly done ritual. Therefore, it is said, asrishtannam means a ritual which is performed without adequate cooked food for distribution. A ritual which is performed without adequate cooked food, sufficient cooked food for distribution, is also what? Tamasaha yajnaha. So, vidhihinam, asrishtanam, then mantrahinam. A ritual is performed without recitation of proper mantras. See, for certain rituals, proper mantras must be recited. You put all the oblations, you pour ghee, you fire, kindle, you fire, give dakshina. But people did not chant mantras properly, means what? There is not a proper ritual. Therefore, mantrahinam. So, a ritual performed without proper chanting of mantras, or proper mantras, which are including the proper mantras, or without chanting the mantras properly, the ritual is performed, and that ritual is a tamasaha yajna. Three things are mentioned here. Vidihinaha yajna, asrishtannaha yajna, mantrahinaha yajna. One more he says, adakshinaha yajna. Adakshinaha means what? You invite a person, priest, and he performs the ritual. You have got everything. Everything was well done. But you are very stingy. You did not give enough dakshina. Enough means the priest also should not be too greedy. That's wrong. And the person, the yajamana also must be generous in giving the appropriate dakshina. Not more or less. You can give more if you can. If you cannot give, you give at least what he deserves. So proper dakshina. Adakshinaha yajna means a yajna which is performed, ritual which is performed without giving proper dakshina, adakshinaha dakshina. That yajna is what? Tamasaha yajna. Then, one more thing. Shraddha virahitaha yajna. Okay, the person performs the ritual just because the astrologer told this person to go to Rameshwaram and to do some karma there. Then what can I do? I am not. I don't believe in all these things, you know. Anyway, we do go through our problems. Astrologer predicted. So let me go to Rameshwaram. And half-hearted, he gives some money. Somehow he buys things. He has got money. He buys everything. He spends money wholeheartedly. But he has no shraddha in it. He has no faith in it. He is not stingy because he didn't mind spending money. He thinks, okay, they are all poor, let me give some money. He feels happy that he's giving money, but he has no shraddha in what he's doing. So, that's a faithless, okay, ritual. A faithlessly performed ritual, shraddha virahitam. So, faithlessly performed ritual also is a tamasaha yajna. Now, five things Bhagavan mentions here. Vidihinaha yajnaha, asrishtannaha yajnaha, mantrahinaha yajnaha, adakshinaha yajnaha, shraddha virahitaha yajnaha, tamasaha yajnaha. Make it objective case. Vidihinam, asrishtannam, mantrahinam, adakshinam, shraddha virahitam, yajnam, tamasam parichakshate. Arjuna is implied here, okay? It is wise people people who have profound knowledge in the Shastram, who have clear mind people, they say the ritual performed. For ritual performed, which is contrary to the Shastra's Vedic injunctions, which is performed without adequate cooked food for distribution, which is devoid of proper recitation of mantras or proper use, which is devoid of proper mantras, and which is performed without proper dakshina, and which is performed faithlessly, without any faith, that understand the they call the yajna to be tamasaha yajna, tamasic ritual. So, tamasi puja or tamasaha yajna. A tamasic rite, a worship, is that which has negative aspects. Having negative aspects is what? There is no vidhi followed. Which means the Veda Shastram has prescribed certain rules. If a person violates the performance of the ritual, violates those injunctions for the sake of one's own convenience. For one's own convenience, the person violates those Vedic injunctions, then the person really goes against the rules laid by the Shastram. It's a vidhihinaha yajna. So when a person asrishtannaha yajna, so performance of ritual sometimes gives an opportunity to feed people. And then it is not performed when the food is served after performance of a ritual. It is not actually a mere social gathering, but it becomes a spiritual event. It becomes a religious event where Bhagavan is brought in, where people are revered as Bhagavan. The food is revered as Bhagavan. Everything is shared with great reverence. Therefore, it becomes a compulsory, natural, voluntary social service activity also. It is not a mere social service activity. It becomes a natural, voluntary social service activity also, because sharing food as part of the ritual it's a religious activity, which also becomes a natural, voluntary social service activity. Because the performance of ritual gives an opportunity for the performer to share what he possesses, what he has with others, in the form of giving food, etc. Because sharing, giving is also karmangaha, an integral part of the performance of a ritual. There's so many things have to be given. People can give bhodan, people can give land bhodanam, people can give godanam, give cows, cattle wealth also to other people. Raising means they can earn their livelihood. People can give food, people can give clothes, people can give money. Annadanam, bhodanam, godanam, vastradanam, so many things can be given as gifts to people. And here, at least everything is given or not. Sometimes people give swarnadanam also. Big kings can do even swarnadanam. In Rishikesh, when we all go for bhiksha, and Pujya Swamiji asked us to go to 7 ashrams for bhiksha. When we went to one place called Kali Kabliwala, that place, ashram, and whoever comes, they all have to stand in a queue and go with one small container. And they'll give roll and give chapatis. And then one counter, if you go, they'll pour like watery dal, mangu dal. And then they'll give you one banana. Then one counter, they give you 1 rupee 25 paisa. So that is something to buy. Okay. This is the regular dhanam. Regular dhanam they give. So if a person cannot give anything very big, at least something must be able to give. In keeping with the ritual you perform, accordingly one must do some dhanams. One must do some dhanam. One must share something, give something. So what I want to say, it's not that people are expecting something, but it must give a joy on the part of a performer that he is given opportunity to share what he has. If a person is a pauper, a poor person, he does not have anything himself. How can he give? That's not the question of, we are talking about the people who do not have. We do not have, don't need to worry. The people who are blessed with the money, because of his punyam, Bhagavan has blessed him with the money. And that, by sharing it, he must be able to earn more punyam. And through the proper channel of means of performing a ritual. If he doesn't give, then it becomes a tamasaha yajnaha. Asrishtanam means, asrishtanam sometimes means people don't give anything. Or they don't share any food. No dhanam is given means what? It's a ritual is performed, but no, nothing is given, nothing is shared means it's a tamasaha yajnaha. Tamasaha yajnaha. A person, whoever performs any puja, any ritual, must have shraddha, faith. I am doing something, this is worth doing, at least make me think of Bhagavan, make me sit at least for some time with the thought of Bhagavan, even my mind is going elsewhere, it will give me an opportunity to be with Bhagavan, to remain quiet, at least to divert my focus from unnecessary things to Bhagavan. And then it is useful, it is very effective. And then I'm doing it. No, one must have shraddha. It will do good for me. With that faith, one must do. A person performs faithlessly, then that yajna will become tamasaha yajna. In fact, if you want to know what is sattvika yajna, let us understand. Pooja Swamiji has made very clear. You don't know which ritual to perform, which ritual not to perform. We are not Vedikas. But of course, we are Vedikas. We are following Vedic way of life. We have 100%, 200% Shraddha in the Vedic teaching. Even though we do not know the Karmakanda, any idea of what is in Karmakanda, we don't know what is the ritual, when it should be performed, what is it performed for. We do not have any idea of rituals or pujas, etc. All that we know is simply we know light the lamp, have shower, light the lamp, have small puja room, offer some naivedyam, and we said, do some chanting. Come, that's all we know. We do not perform any big rituals. Even then, what Pooja Swamiji used to say, of course, Shastram says, what Swamiji says is what Shastram says. That is the best form of sattvikaha yajnaha is living a life of karma yoga. Okay. Living a life of karma yoga itself is what? Sattvikaha yajnaha. So karma yoga is a sattvika yajnaha. The person who lives a life of karma yoga is the one who follows panchamaha yajna. Strictly he follows. Therefore, the life is completely, totally governed by dharma. And Bhagavan is held as an ultimate goal. Bhagavan is the goal. Jnanam is the goal. Moksha is the goal. Therefore, life is lived in conformity with dharma. A karma yogi consciously does not go against dharma. He consciously lives a life of dharma. Unknowingly, he may do something wrong. Knowingly, he does not do anything wrong. So karma yogi's life is totally governed by dharma, having Bhagavan as the ultimate goal, is a non-harmful person. He, because of his commitment to dharma, He is conscious of his reverence for all other living creatures, non-living things also in the world. Therefore, karma yoga itself is sattvikaha yajnaha. We need not think of anything big. If you want to be a person of sattvic worship, just live a life of karma yoga. Okay? With this, I think, the topic of yajna is over. Now, Bhagavan is going to introduce the next topic. That is tapas. What is sattvikam tapas? What is rajasam tapas? And what is tamasam tapas? We are going to understand the following three verses, 14, 15 and 16. All these verses, Bhagavan is going to discuss about the three types of tapas. Tapas means penance, austerity. The word tapas itself needs to be understood correctly. I think I will discuss this in the next class. We have covered two topics. Three types of Shraddha, three types of Yajna. We have covered, we have to enter into the three types of tapas and Dhanam, etc. We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.